Someone's been knocking off heirs to a ruthless drug cartel boss. Twin siblings, Adrian Kimrian and Zoe Kimrian, ace private detectives, are on the case. If they can't crack it, a gang war could engulf California. But here's the skinny on those private eyes. They share the same set. In this noir thriller, brother and sister occupy one body. Edgar Cantero tells us about his new novel, This Body's Not Big Enough for the Both of Us.
This Body's Not Big Enough for Both of Us is, I hope, the first mystery starring Azy Kimrian, a private detective. They are a brother and a sister trapped in the same body. They are a walking thunderstorm, I think. They are a chaos incarnate. Each one got one half of the brain. Adrian is the rational, logical one, and Zoe is the creative, passionate one. They barely agree on solving cases. They both have equal claims on the body they're inhabiting. And they both have claims on the brain too, so they both have a voice. They both have a mind of their own. And they are always pulling in different directions. I think the Kimrians became private detectives because it's one of the few jobs that appeals to both of their tastes. For Adrian, it is, of course, an intellectual, so a rational job where he can apply his logic. For Zoe, all this noir setting is aesthetically appealing. She likes being the private detective. She tends to think of life as a work of fiction itself, and she thinks that reality, thus the criminals she faces too, should follow the rules of Hollywood cinema. With This Body's Not Big Enough, it was about noir. It was to play with the tropes of the private detective in a fedora and a tank top, smoking and heavily drinking in his dramatically lit office. These kind of archetypes, the murky private detective, the femme fatale, the fat commissioner who says, yeah, give me your badge and your gun, you're not patrolling anymore. But at the same time, you know, I think I don't take myself seriously enough to do that. I always have to put jokes in. And the Kimrians in particular, they are like, you know, they justify any kind of jokes, really. So I feel really comfortable having them in the lead. One of the things I like about the Kimrians most is that they're a great comic characters. At the same time, there is a tragic dimension to it, which I wanted to explore too. You have to think that this is how they are living all their lives. Always conflicted. It makes them think they would both be better without the other one. But I think that one of the lessons that they will learn is that that's not how it works at all. They are not just opposite, they are complementary. And if they were alone, if they were on their own, they are not complete persons. They don't really function well. Neither of them do.
That's Edgar Cantero. His new novel is This Body Is Not Big Enough for the Both of Us.